CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitals in Colorado are among the nation's most expensive and profitable, but that depends a lot on location. A new report from the state's health financing agency found Denver Metro hospitals posted profits of nearly $1.4 billion in 2020. But rural hospitals faced a difficult financial picture without federal stimulus funds. A bill to help mental health patients move from hospitals to residential facilities is moving through the legislature. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
There's currently a backlog for beds in residential treatment centers, meaning people are often either stuck in the hospitals or jails or not getting care. Patrice Marquis says her son experienced explosive mood swings and psychosis for many years, but wasn't able to get help.
We need more beds now. We needed them 20 years ago. Mental illness is a medical issue which deserves hospital and restoration beds.
The bill would use federal COVID relief to add more than 120 residential behavioral health beds. It has wide support from Republicans and Democrats. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Boulder will host a global climate summit in partnership with the UN Human Rights Council. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
The summit will look at climate change as a human rights crisis. For CU Chancellor Phil DeStefano, playing host makes sense. It will highlight the environmental science and law work the university is doing, and he hopes will spur action.
Because I believe it is a problem that takes the world to solve, and this UN summit is the first step in doing this.
The event is scheduled for early December and will bring experts from around the world to campus. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Rescue teams have found a missing hiker on Pikes Peak after he spent several nights near the summit. The Gazette says the man was reported overdue Tuesday afternoon. A social media post yesterday from El Paso County Search and Rescue reported the hiker and rescuers were in good spirits. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.